Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for May 24th, 2017. Berlin is hosting several high-profile events in the next few days. The Evangelische Kirchentag, which encompasses several days throughout Germany, begins today. One of the Kirchentag highlights is happening tomorrow. Chancellor Angela Merkel and former U.S. President Barack Obama will give a speech at the Brandenburg Gate. On Friday, the band Wise Guys will play a show at the Brandenburg Gate, and on Saturday, the DFB Pokal Final will take place in the Olympiastadion. Traffic will be impacted by all of these events, which also fall together on Thursday's public holiday, and many families are expected to travel on a short vacation. If you own a car in Berlin, it is advisable to leave it parked and consider public transportation. BVG and S-Bahn will provide additional trains on many lines today throughout the weekend. According to a survey by Infratest DMOP, only 35% of Berliners express satisfaction with the red-red-green coalition of Social Democrats, or SPD, Left, or Linke, and Green Party, or Grüne, making it the least popular state government in Germany. When asked who they would vote for today, the conservative CDU is now the most popular party with 24%, up 5 points since the last survey conducted in November. SPD follows at 22%, Die Linke at 17%, and Grüne at 13%. National Conservative AfD suffered a loss of 3 points and is now at 10%, followed by the Liberal Democrats with 8%. Dog owners are advised by veterinarians to avoid the Tegeler Sea. In the last few days, 6 dogs died within 30 to 40 minutes after being walked in the area. Police scanned the area for poisoned bait but could not find anything. It is known that 2 dogs were swimming in the water before developing symptoms of breathing issues and paralysis. The fast death is not pointing towards rat or snail poison, and the animals are being examined to find the reason of death. The alternative Kiezladen collective Friedel 54 in Neukölln is about to be closed on June 29th. About 1,000 people demonstrated against the eviction in April. The collective has been fighting eviction since 2015, when the residents wanted to buy the building in Friedelstrasse 54 from the then owner, who planned massive rent increases. Shortly before an agreement was reached, the property investor from Vienna sold the building to a different company. Local taxi drivers protest against Uber. Videos on Twitter yesterday show that a line of about 100 taxis could be seen driving slowly through the areas of Checkpoint Charlie and Friedrichstrasse. The impromptu strike delayed traffic and affected members of the Curtis Symphony Orchestra from Philadelphia. The group of talented young students from the renowned Curtis Institute is currently touring Europe and was arriving in buses from Bremen just when the strike hit. Rehearsals and press interviews had to be delayed, but the show in the Concerthaus Berlin started as planned. To stay updated on local Berlin news in English every weekday, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for listening.